Let's get out to the hotline and welcome in John McDonough, the Blackhawks president. It's certainly a man that spent enough years, 24 years with the Cubs. He was the president of the Cubs as well, and a sad day for everyone, John. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah, it was. Today's a very sad day. But I think in some ways, as this now is, this news is starting to penetrate, I do think in some ways it's we have to collect our thoughts and really celebrate an amazing, amazing, robust life.
And, John, you lived so many years with Ron Santo as both player and broadcaster. Growing up as a Chicago kid, you watched him play the game and had that appreciation. But I know you appreciated the idea you could play a prank on Ronnie and get him going that way as well. And I know you got countless behind-the-scenes stories of making sure. I heard one where he thought he left his checkbook or dropped it in the parking lot, and he was convinced that someone was cleaning out his bank account as he spoke. So someone had to go get the checkbook, and of course it was in his car. And someone wrote a check down to the Cubs souvenir shop for $800-some-odd and gave him a Xerox copy of it and said, "That was really nice. You bought all those kids' jerseys." And he was convinced that all his money was gone because someone had the checkbook.
Well, Brian, you're absolutely right. You know, when you say that you only tease the ones you love, we really loved Ronnie a lot. And, you know, sometimes I remember there would be times, you know, as the color analyst, he would be saying to Pat, and I'd be listening to the game in my office, he would be saying to Pat, now he's the color analyst, he would ask Pat, "How did that runner get on second base?"
Exactly. Patrick, who is that out there?
There would be a player that was with us all season, and it was August, and he would say to Pat, "When did we acquire him?" And, you know, it was just something, the broadcasts were so unvarnished, and they were so pure, and there was so much fun. You know, while in my later stage of my career with the Cubs, I remember he called me one time and he said, "Just hold on a second." He had to do something else, and I couldn't hear him, and he never came back to the phone, and I could hear his voice in the background. He had unintentionally grabbed the remote control and thought that was the phone. And finally, you heard him use a profanity and say, "I'm talking into the wrong blank, blank thing," and get him back on the phone. So, you know, these are great memories that I'm going to treasure. I really miss him. I mean, he's such an inspiration. You know, he battled diabetes and cancer and was a double amputee, and he had the great skill of whenever you would talk about him, the ability to turn it around and talk about you. And really, the Cubs did. They did lose their biggest fan today.
He's John McDonough, the Blackhawks president. Again, 24 years with the Cubs, certainly the same role with the Cubs that he has now with the Blackhawks. And John, as a broadcaster, you know, Ron was a fan more than a broadcaster. He was a guy that would say anything he wanted to about you would hear the frustration in his voice. You would hear some guys worry about what the team's going to feel about what they say. Are they being critical? He just blurted out whatever he wanted, and you couldn't get mad at him. I don't think, you know, on a team where players were sometimes upset with Steve Stone or whomever, I never heard anybody really get mad at Ron, and yet he was as forthright as anyone.
No, because I think everybody understood all Ron wanted was for the Cubs to win. You know, the one call that obviously everybody remembers is the Brant Brown call of the ball that was dropped in left field against the Brewers that ended the game. I think it was the Brewers had the bases loaded and Brant Brown dropped the fly ball and 3 runs scored, and he had that.
Oh no!
And you know, you've heard that many times, but you know, he just loved that franchise so much. And it's unfortunate. The two things that he wanted the most, you know, obviously going in the Hall of Fame and for the Cubs to win the World Series, did not happen. Hopefully, both of them happen soon.
And John, you know, I'm sure you saw it at the Cubs convention year in and year out, the popularity of Ron Santo. Old guys like me remember him as a player. There are generations of people just know him as the voice of the team and someone who was in their car and in their backyard whenever the ball game was on. But we were talking earlier with Len Kessler, the time he spent and never got tired of signing autographs and made sure every last person who wanted to talk to him got a chance to do so. He was just tireless in giving back to the fans.
I think he liked it. You know, there are some people, Brian, I think, that might have been at his status that wouldn't like that fan interaction. He couldn't get enough of it. And I mean he couldn't get enough of it. We would be in spring training, and they would allow the fans to stand between innings down the aisle, and he wouldn't ever refuse anybody. He would go out of his way. And he enjoyed being recognized. He enjoyed interacting with people. It's really what I think kept him going. But very emotional, very, very emotional guy. I saw all sides of that emotion over the years. But, you know, he was a great friend, and in all of this for me is tough to process.
He's John McDonough from the Blackhawks. John, you know, you hear the argument. You mentioned that the two things that he wanted in life, the World Series and obviously the Hall of Fame, were those connected in a way? I mean, you hear the argument from people when you really look into it, like, why isn't he getting into the Hall of Fame? You'd hear, well, you know, they didn't win the championship. If they'd won that championship in
69, how many guys can you have from
that team? How many guys can you get in? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've certainly heard that argument before. I think his statistics would lead you to believe that he belongs in the Hall of Fame, and I think there were many times he was close, and I know that it was devastating for him not to get in. There were a few times where, you know, we had heard in advance that this is going to be the year, and you know, I'm really not sure if those two were connected or not. He was a 9-time All-Star. I think he played in the golden era of Major League Baseball. I think he really played in the era where the pitchers dominated more, and his offensive statistics were very, very impressive. But the one thing I'm really happy the Cubs organization did in 2003, retiring his jersey, I think that meant so much to him. And he said that day of the ceremony, he said, "This is my Hall of Fame." So that's really the snapshot memory I'm always going to have.
All right, keep the good things going on the ice as well.
Yeah,
congratulations,
Jack,
on the win streak.
Not only that, I think you guys were named the seventh best franchise, seventh richest franchise in the
time
NHL.
Time to ask for a raise.
Well, it's and you got that thing. What is it, Brian? What was it, 16.7% according to Forbes? I mean, that's. I don't think you can get an investment like that, John. You've done a hell of a job. Congratulations on that.
To you and your staff, it tells you what's going on the west side of Chicago.
Well, thank you, guys. I really, really do appreciate it. Nice to talk to you this morning.
All right, how long is Marian Hossa out?
He's got to go there.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
All right, guys.
Take care.
John McDonough, the Blackhawks president.